case number 10,785, Lewis and Christie Vaughn, east of Road 357, Cedar Neck Road, northwest of Bayfront Drive, being lot 13 within Quillen's Point Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. What's your name and address, please?
Lewis Vaughn, 39034 Bayfront Drive, Ocean View.
And is your wife going to testify also? Hold on a second. Let me get her.
Okay.
Name and address, please.
Christie Vaughn, 39034 Bayfront Drive, Ocean View, Delaware, 19970. Oh.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
What I need for one of you to do is to give it to Ms. Jackson at the opposite.
I think we already have that in the app. We already have that.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be given at the time. They already have that. James Rich?
Yes.
We have that already. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good evening, sir.
Okay. Say good evening.
Could you explain to the board your request for this variance?
Yes, sir.
He's hard of hearing.
We want to put an elevator in, and there's a 10-foot setback. And the only place really the elevator could go, other than going in bathrooms and bedrooms, was on the side of the house. Mm-hmm. And there's an entrance door on the ground level, and then there's a window above that and a window above that, and all that's right in the hallway. Right around from the front steps. So anyway, my neighbor, he didn't have a problem with it. He wrote me a letter saying that if, you know, it was okay to do that.
Okay.
Mr. Vaughn, what size is the elevator? Is that a 3 or a 5 by 6?
I'm sorry?
What size is the elevator? I'm having trouble reading the diagram.
Okay. Well, it's the elevator itself is comes off the house 5 foot, 6 foot across.
I know. Okay, I got you now. Okay. I thought it might have been a 3, but I didn't think it was that small.
How are you going to get to it? With a sidewalk away around to the back of it?
Well, like right where you go, where the front of our house, where the front door is, just right around, just a few steps around is a side door. So that's why we tried every place to put the elevator someplace else, but it was either coming out in the kitchen or in a bedroom. So that was really about the only place that they suggested we put it. Now, I could put it all the way in the back of the house, but that would sort of be impractical because I'd be carrying groceries all the way around back.
But you get into where the steps go at? There's a side door there so you get to the inside of it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're not making a sidewalk all the way around the house?
Yes.
You are?
It's
already there.
So, that's to the steps, right?
Yes.
But you can make another sidewalk to the back of the elevator, or are you going inside the house to get into it?
Well, you go right in the side of it. In other words, it'd be coming off the house 5 foot, and there's a walkway right there which would go right into the door, and then you get on the elevator, and then there's, if you, in other words, if you wanted to go on that floor, the ground level,
yes,
there's an entrance door right there. And then right up, like I said, right above that is the second landing, and then there's a window there. And then on the third landing, there's a window there. So if you look at it just like that picture I drew, not a very good picture, but it's the door, window, window.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
No further ones? Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, the office did receive a letter in favor of.
Okay.
From Robert Backey.
Okay.
And also a letter from James Rich, the vice president of the Homeowners Association and the Architectural Review Committee, that they have no opposition. On behalf of the Quillen's Point Director, the board has no position for or against the variance requested.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone here again in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10785. The petition is offered central character of the neighborhood and it's a minimum variance to grant relief.
Excuse me. All right, do you have a second to that motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'll second and also suggest that because of the way the house sits on the property, it's certainly unique, and because of the applicant's situation, necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and obviously the applicant didn't create this situation.
Okay, thank you. I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 10785. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.